95.7 Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, and your official radio station for Bike Week 2022. Riggs, intern Steven, Josh from SR Parant.
Yeah!
That is a big bike clap for you,
buddy. Am I the only one clapping?
You should be. Good morning.
Good morning. How are
you? Let me tell you something. Bike Week's been a little bit of a, I want to say like an energy drain a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it's the amount I'm drinking. I'm not sure.
Absolutely feel you there.
But it has become a rite of passage every year where during these times you bring us some flavors that, you know, we can get it mix in with the other things that we're drinking, right?
Right. So we got actually something brand new.
Excellent.
I would almost say a world exclusive.
Oh, whoa. I like this.
Yeah. And then we'll have a nice little beer at the back end there.
Oh, I like this. Yummy. Yeah, cheer that. Okay. All right. What are we getting into then?
All right. So we've had Vizzy quite a few times. They have their regular seltzer line and a couple different variety packs.
Okay.
And then they have their lemonade. And now they have a mimosa.
Whoa.
Hard seltzer.
Oh, this is perfect. Okay.
No one else has done this yet, which is surprising. You would think at some point the light bulb would have clicked much earlier.
Yes.
Several years ago. But Vizzy is the first to do it. So all these are going to be mimosa based flavors.
I got into a bottomless mimosa situation recently. And
you weren't wearing pants?
It started well. I don't remember the ending. I'm going to try to retain the memories of this, though. So where do we start?
So we're going to start off. They come in a 12-pack variety.
Okay.
Four different flavors.
Beer math. Three
of each. Perfect. Oh,
wow. Damn,
so we're going to get better at this.
Start off with their peach orange.
Okay.
Oh, that already sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about fruit friends, the peach and the orange seem like they could get along pretty well. You know, one's subtle, furry. One is, you know, a little bit more acidic.
Cousin of the tangerine.
Whoa, Steve. Knowledge bombs. Okay, here we go.
And clementine.
Oh, now I'm getting a lot of peach on that thing on the snout.
Yeah, ooh. You're right. The smell is fantastic.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Grab some of that. Wow, man. That's really good. That does have mimosa. Yeah. The champagne back maybe a little bit there.
Yeah,
but
yeah. You're still getting carbonation, which you definitely want a mimosa with your champagne, obviously.
Oh, wow.
The orange isn't as prevalent as I thought it was going to be, which is kind of a nice thing. You're getting more of the peach flavor. But, you know, it's peach orange, not orange peach, right?
Yeah.
True.
I'm going to say this sentence. I'll probably regret it later. I feel the orange as I lick it off my lips. You getting that? Anybody getting that? No?
Hold on.
Okay.
I have a hard time reaching my lips.
All right, yeah. Don't. Yeah, let's Steve and I handle. You're a professional, Josh. We're amateurs over here. We're just sniffing this thing up. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really mimosa based. I'm fascinated by that. But it's seltzer.
Exactly. Mm. So they're 5% alcohol. So they still use that acerola cherry to get their vitamin C. So you get some health benefits, I guess you could say.
Okay. What was the name of that cherry again?
Acerola.
Acerola, yeah. He said it right. Hey. Yeah.
I think I said it right.
He didn't get bleeped, so it's cool. All right.
So I got three other flavors.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what they are, and I'll let you choose what we're going to do.
Oh, so we got choices.
Pomegranate orange, strawberry orange, and pineapple orange.
Riggs.
Yes?
I'll drink anything. You choose this one.
I want strawberry orange, please.
Strawberry orange.
Okay. Strawberry orange. All right.
So strawberry orange isn't typically something you would think of with a mimosa.
No.
You know, peach, definitely. Pomegranate, I've seen. Pineapple, guava, stuff like that. So I'm pretty interested in hoping it has that the strawberry flavor we enjoy.
Yes.
Versus, you know.
And not that chalky, fake strawberry flavor.
Yeah. And I have never heard a combo of strawberry orange.
Really?
I haven't.
I had a fruit
strawberry
salad.
Lime.
I had a fruit salad one time and they were touching each other, but I didn't acknowledge it. I just let it go. Let's let that happen. And these are super new. Is this your first time trying these as well,
absolutely,
Josh?
Absolutely.
Yep. Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, so these just hit our docks just a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So you're definitely going to want to check out the website to find out where these are at, but you should start being able to find it. I'm going to back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Regarding the website.
Well, you're referring to srparat.com.
Yeah,
/beerfinder.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
But they should be in Publix now. Total Wine, ABCs, stuff like that.
When you think the seltzer game has hit its peak and you're like, there's nothing else they can do, here's a new thing.
Right.
And I'm liking this thing a lot.
You get strawberry. To me, I get strawberry on the front.
Yep.
And then you get the orange on the back.
Yeah, so you're definitely getting some citrus on the back, a little bit of tartness, which is really nice because, like I said, it's supposed to be a mimosa, right?
Yeah.
But if they're leading with strawberry in the name, you're getting that strawberry first.
But it's still pretty evenly balanced, I think.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's hard for these seltzer companies now to figure out something new, so it's really cool that they're still able to innovate and bring us new flavors and new innovations.
I wouldn't have figured there would be a place for it in the industry anymore, right? You've done everything. You've peaked.
Well, so that's one thing, is the seltzer category is finally starting to shake itself out as far as still massive growth in seltzers, but the companies that are popular are the ones that are going to remain, where the other ones are starting to fall off the tree a little
bit. Yeah, I get it. Well, these cats are getting it right. Should we do one more?
You want to do one more?
Let's do one
break?
More. Let's do one more.
Yeah, I'm still thirsty.
I want to save that pineapple for last, so give me the other one.
Perfect. Pomegranate.
Yummy.
I call it pomegranate or pomegranate?
Pomegranate. Yes.
I don't know. Are you trusting him?
I
don't know.
I'll trust him. And you eat the seeds, not the meat of the fruit.
I don't really.
So, yeah, you slice open the fruit,
right?
And you scoop out the seeds, and that's it.
So what do you do with the meat?
Throw it away.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Why even buy it?
To eat the seeds.
You just drink the pomegranate. For me, it's the forgotten fruit. I forget that pomegranate's a fruit. You know what I mean?
It's because it's expensive.
Yeah, it's a little pricey. My kid was like, "Can I get a pomegranate?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Whoa! You want a car too?" All right.
Delicious.
Oh yeah. Wow. Okay, I'm not going to forget pomegranate anymore. I'm sorry, pomegranate. I'm sorry.
So it's not technically a berry. So do we have a fruit chart still?
I don't know. It does. I mean,
listen. Anything with a seed is a fruit.
Yeah.
You eat the seeds of the pomegranate.
I'm not arguing.
It's a fruit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I said fruit and berry, not fruit and vegetable.
But it does have a berry you're right. For sure, right? I mean,
my bad.
This particular pomegranate flavor should be in the berry tree for sure. We're trusting Steve's knowledge on this.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a minute. A strawberry is a fruit and a berry. So now we're all mixed up.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, great.
All right, you know what? Man. This is a perfect time for a break.
Yeah, let's do some Googling.
Let's sort this out. More coming up with great flavors. Josh from SR Parade is here. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.